Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by Hollywood Power Family. One's an author who created Somebody Feed Phil and Everybody Loves Raymond. The other is an actor, writer, and producer. You put them together with food and you get the new book. Just try it. We welcome Phil and Lily Rosenthal.
Hello!
Hi!
Hello!
Thanks for having us.
Friends, let's go beyond the mic. I could have used this book 15 years ago. My son would only eat hot dogs and ramen growing up. Yes. Why was writing this book important for both of you?
Listen, I was that kid. I only ate hot dogs and hamburgers and pizza.
Ramen.
That's it. Yeah. We didn't have, when I was a kid, we didn't know what ramen was. So your kid's already international, right?
Yeah.
He's already trying international foods. Pretty good. So listen, the whole theme of the book is you don't know you're going to like it until you try it.
Exactly.
Right? And I know it's not just for kids. I know a lot of grownups that don't try stuff.
Lily, how hard did you make it on your parents' life growing up with food?
You know, I gotta tell you something. I wasn't that picky. The girl in the book, she's a little pickier than I was. The mustard was real. I was hesitant to try mustard. But, you know, when you have a father who's jumping up and down when he sees a piece of pizza in front of him, it makes you want to try that piece of pizza. So it was pretty easy, I would say, right?
I try to model my behavior for the kids out there.
Phil, for someone who loves food so much, what was the one food you tried once and said, that's enough?
Oh, there's a few.
Yeah.
Listen, how about the 1,000-year-old egg in China? It's not really 1,000, you know. It just tastes that way.
And looks that way.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah, but I did try it. I put an entire half an egg in my mouth.
No, thank you.
Because hilarious. Yeah. And didn't go well.
The book is Just Try It, and Phil and Lily Rosenthal joins us beyond the mic for the Rocking Aid. All this is 8 random questions.
Oh.
Friends, all you got to do is answer with the first thing that comes to mind. There is no pressure. Since
good.
We have two guests, we'll alternate questions. Lily, favorite way you enjoy a hamburger?
Ooh, okay. Hamburger, the meat, and then cheese, raw onion, tomato, lettuce, and some sort of sauce wherever I am. Whatever it is. Yes.
Phil, what's a country you want to visit again?
Japan.
For the food.
For everything. I could go on and on about it. You watched the Kyoto episode this season. Season 7 now on Netflix.
Lily, which food did your dad give you to try growing up that even today you couldn't believe that you enjoyed?
Uni.
Really?
Uni sushi.
Yeah.
I really was so hesitant to try that, and it's now my favorite part of a sushi meal. It's the very best.
Phil, do you prefer the mountains or the beach?
Mountains.
Lily, what's your favorite Justin Bieber song?
Oh, you picked a good subject.
Oh, my God. Let's go with Peaches, because I listened to that recently.
Lily just burst into tears.
Phil, what's going to be your signature dish at your new restaurant, Max and Helen's?
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh.
I think it might be the hot open-faced turkey sandwich with the gravy, the mashed potatoes, and the cranberry sauce.
Oh.
How good is... Look at him. Look at him. I see you. For people who can't see on the radio, we're doing a Zoom, and I can see you. You just kind of melted just now.
Oh, you're speaking my love language.
The sweet spot of a diner, don't you think?
Lily, what's your must-have item on a charcuterie tray?
Oh, we love these
questions. You know what? I'm going to say you should have some sort of honey or jam to eat with all your cheese, with the meat and everything. It, like, really ties it together.
A nice compliment.
Yes, yes. Something sweet, nice.
Excellent questions.
I know you're spending a lot of time with your daughter, Phil, but what's the best thing about your son?
Oh,
it's my favorite question so far.
He's the funniest guy I know.
Can I answer that one too?
Sure.
He's truly my best friend. I love him so much.
He's everybody's best friend.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
It's time for two big questions with the authors of Just Try It, Phil and Lily Rosenthal, beyond the mic. Lily, you once said, quote, "Thank you for teaching me everything. I want to be just like you," unquote. You said that about your dad. What's the biggest lesson he ever taught you?
Always have empathy and always have an open mind.
Oh, that's nice, huh? Wow.
Phil, when you see the success from your daughter with her Live a Little nonprofit helping charities and organizations all across the LA area, what do you want to see in her future?
I just want her to be happy and healthy and keep being who she is because she's perfect.
Oh my God, this is my favorite radio station now. I'm going to listen to this on a loop.
Phil wants to revisit Japan. Lily has to have raw onion on her hamburger, and they want you to read their book. Just try it. Phil Rosenthal, Lilia Rosenthal, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
What a pleasure to be with you. Thank you. Great question.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut.
How nice.
That was the best.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.